Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Mike Tomlin lavishing praise on a guy he brought to Pittsburgh and then let walk out of the building. Brian Flores, Vikings defensive mastermind, Vikings defensive maestro. His defense forced 5 turnovers on Sunday against the Bengals. His defense tied the Steelers for the NFL lead in takeaways last year. His defense was ranked number 2 against the run in the NFL last year. His defense was a better scoring defense than the vaunted $158 million scoring defense in the NFL last year. In 1 year, Brian Flores transformed an average Vikings defense and made it one of the best in the NFL. Now, for the first time since he left Pittsburgh, he is going to put his schematic genius on the line against Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith. At the same time, we're having people call out Terrell Austin for the Steelers' defensive issues. Essex said it might be time to fire Terrell Austin. My response to that is, who cares about Terrell Austin? There's a million Terrell Austins out there. Terrell Austin leaving is not going to make the defense better, because the defense is going to have that same common denominator, that one presence it's had the entire time, and that's Mike. And there's been a lot of discussion about how much better things would look if Flores was still here. I have a hard time believing that, because I don't think Mike would have left Brian Flores to his own devices unless the owner came in and said, well, this is really an interesting thing we're going to do here, Mike. We're going to pay you more, and we're going to ask you to do less. We're going to give you a big raise and a new contract, but you're going to keep Brian Flores as defensive coordinator. You're going to promote him from linebackers coach to coordinator, and you're going to give him carte blanche to do what he needs to do to run an effective defense. That would never happen. As Mike likes to say, you don't put that toothpaste back in the tube. They gave him this power. They're now not going to strip him of this power. And the casualty, the consequence of that, Chris, is that you, because of the stupidity of the Miami Dolphins firing Brian Flores and his feelings on the matter,
yeah,
he fell into your lap and you just frittered it away. They frittered it away because of the hubris of Mike Tomlin.
I think it's ego, though, too. I think it would be very hard for Mike Tomlin to have said, I haven't done a good enough job, this guy's better. Because you know Mike, on some level, resents, I would think to a degree, that LeBeau gets all the credit for the 08 team because he was still running it. Because we knew that that was a condition of Mike taking the job, was this guy's the defensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He runs his defense.
Yeah. We're not going to broke something that ain't broke. We're not going to fix something that ain't broken.
Right. So the last hurrah for Dick LeBeau was an ultimate, land with a thud situation. They lose to Tim Tebow. He's done after that. It's fully Mike's defense from 2012 on. I just, as you talked about, put toothpaste back in the tube. Mike's not going to say, yeah, I've done a bad enough job that I need to give Brian Flores the keys here. Even though he laid out there, like, it's obvious Mike knows all the things Flores does that are good. He laid out this unbelievably compelling case for, like, why the guy is such a mastermind. And it bothers me that he won't just say, yeah, I want that guy on my coaching staff. And it's like, I might intervene here from time to time, right? Like, if I really want something and he's, like, butting heads with me, I'm the head coach, I win. I'm going to let him do his thing. Like, that part of it bugs me from Mike's perspective.
And I don't feel like they stole ideas from him. I don't even think they really tapped into some of those ideas that he was laying out while he was here. That's my other frustration. He's here. Pick his brain. He's your employee.
Mm-hmm.
Get his ideas and then use the ideas even when he's gone.
Right. Do
and
his
they haven't
stuff.
Done that.
No. It was basically, we're throwing you a lifeline here. We know you should be on a coaching staff here or somewhere. Come work for us, but you don't really get to do that much. It's chafed me since it happened. We had Bucko Dan ask this question of both of us. Knowing what we just said about Mike would not have let him just do his thing and get in the lab like a mad scientist and gone back to his more CEO posture as head coach. He said, do you even think Flores would have stayed if he was offered the defensive coordinator job? I think we answered it. If it was in name only, like Austin, I think Flores...
No, he would not have.
Well, Flores is way too smart to, like, and proud, and I think still has a bright enough future and is young enough in the NFL. He would have, I think, gone to Mike and said, yeah, I'll be your defensive coordinator. One thing, we are formalizing the fact that I call the defense.
Mike needs to arrive at that point on his own. He's not going to get pressured into it by the owner. The owner won't step
on
his toes that way.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
I know, it...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
But you say that, I mean, Andy Reid in Kansas City has gone back and forth on, I'm going to call the plays. No, actually, I'm going to let Eric Bieniemy call the plays, or I'm going to let Matt Nagy call the plays. Sometimes he does, other times he does not. It's at his discretion. You know,
Good for them, though?
I mean, it's worked. I would say yes.
Not right now, it's not working.
Well, I think right now their problem is that they just don't have good enough players. But, I mean, overall, I think for the vast majority of his career, the body of work with Andy Reid would say it has. But the point I was going to make there with that is you at least know it's very transparent who's doing what. Andy Reid comes out and says, hey, this year I've decided I'm going to give up play calling duties. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's given them up and it's not working and he comes out and says, I'm going to take over play calling duties. Here, it's like this verboten thing where Mike never comes out and says what he's doing. And so what we have to lean on are the insiders who are around the team or the people, firsthand accounts like Keith Butler, how they explain after the fact what went on, who have to tell us how it works. Mike doesn't even... He's got no pressure from his bosses to say, no, this is your defense. Tell people it's your defense. Tell people you design it. Tell people how it works on game day.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me that he's never been forced to, in his own words, to explain to people how that works. He demands accountability. We don't even need, technically, if we just took his word on things, we wouldn't know who to give the credit or the blame to for their defense.
Do you think that that's more his desire to have it that way, or Art Rooney likes it that way? It feels like that's
I think it's him. I think it's him, because we know who calls the plays on offense.
I know, but even on the other, just to use it as an example, like that it's an organizational-wide thing. Do you remember how torturous it was to try to get to the bottom of, does Ben Roethlisberger not want a quarterback sneak, or does Todd Haley not want to put his quarterback at risk? And yeah, that was also stupid in service of another guy's ego.
Yes, okay, but that's one thing, because you don't want people to criticize your quarterback and say, oh, he's soft or whatever because he doesn't want a quarterback sneak. Who is this protecting? The Steelers doing it this way. Mike doesn't
What does it matter if they call Ben soft? He's an all-time great quarterback. Who gives a rat's ass if they say he doesn't want a quarterback sneak? Can you believe this?
Well, but I can understand why Ben wouldn't want that out there.
Then,
and
I mean,
being respectful towards that.
Wouldn't you understand, even if you don't agree, like it frustrates you why Tomlin doesn't want it out there, why a defense that occasionally gets strafed, like how the sausage is made?
Why? He thinks the defense is good. He should want credit for it. He said the defense could do historic things. Wouldn't you want people to know that you're the guy that's behind the historic defense?
I'm not so sure. But then he gets in week one, he doesn't even really see cause to give Justin Fields much of a mention, and they almost beat the Steelers and put 32 points on the board. Like, I think he even can see with his eyes isn't been all-time great.
Kevin in New Jersey asking Jerry Dulac this question today. At what point will Terrell Austin be considered the Matt Canada of defensive coordinators? Canada was terrible, but he also had very little to work with. Austin has a freaking Ferrari and can't get it out of first gear. It's time to find a defensive coordinator who can do the job. Dulac's response, they have a DC. Mike Tomlin. Everybody who's over there knows it. But he won't ever come out and say it.
What would happen if somebody, this is not me doing the, hey, I'm advocating that if you cover the team and you're asking questions, because I know neither of us are in there. You are like once every 2 years when you travel to a game. I'm not saying go use your question and then maybe have them be all mad and you can't write stories because they won't give you anything. What would happen if somebody said, Mike, Terrell Austin's the defensive coordinator. Routinely it is posited that you call the defense. Who calls the defense? What would happen? Or just yes or no question, Mike, do you call the Steelers defense during games?
Yeah, I wonder what he would do in that situation, what he would say. He'd probably say it's a collective effort
or something
stupid.
Would he say
like
something
that.
Like, you just want to get me on the record here. I'm not telling you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.